Hi, this is Brenton Ford with EffortlessSwimming.com, and I'm here with Kevin Coscala from TriSwimCoach.com. Kevin, how are you going?
Good, good. How's it going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Kevin, just tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, what you enjoy.
Yeah, well, I live in San Diego, California, and I have been involved with swimming since I was 8 years old, and I'm 38, so it's about 30 years now on going on with competitive swimming. And I was a competitor in swimming through all the way through college. And then I went into kind of doing some corporate work, worked in the high-tech field a little bit. And then from there, I was laid off in the after the dot-com crash right around the beginning of 2001. Got laid off, and then I decided to start coaching. I had never actually coached before that. I always was interested in it, but I thought I never had time, wanted to do something that made a little more money. But so I got involved with master's coaching, 18 and over swimming, and that was a lot of fun for me. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed teaching and coaching people and helping them get better in swimming. It was really something that I liked. But at the same time, it's not really something that I could do full time. So I did master's coaching for a little while, and I realized that, one thing that happened was a lot of the people that I was coaching were triathletes, and I had done some triathlons in the past, but I hadn't actually coached them. So, and one thing that was happening was a lot of people, looking at their strokes, they weren't really doing the proper freestyle. So the first thing they needed was to be taught how to swim freestyle the right way. Instead of just doing mindless workouts and endless amounts of yards and lengths in the pool. So I kind of taught myself how – I kind of relearned freestyle from a perspective of open water swimming, and started teaching my master swimmers the new techniques, and it was really working well. And then I started doing swim lessons after that, and I used this kind of methodology where it's not like you can just take one or two lessons and just get it right away. I mean, it does take, usually 4 to 6 lessons, but, I was able to help a lot of people in a pretty short period of time with their strokes. So then I started TriSwimCoach.com and wrote my ebook, and then, got a bunch of workouts up on the site and started writing articles, and then just kind of took off from there.
That's awesome. I was in a similar situation coaching master swimmers. And they're definitely a good group to coach because, unlike coaching, some kids, the adults really want to be there and they're keen to improve. So, I can definitely see why you, wanted to help these guys and see how you could do it. So that's awesome. So what sort of things do you enjoy about coaching and helping other swimmers?
Oh, I really enjoy the teaching aspect of it. That's just what I like to do. And it's actually more fun for me to teach somebody that's really, really, truly a beginner than the more high-level athletes. I mean, I've worked with both ends of the spectrum. So I've gone from people that – adults that have never been in the water at all that want to learn how to swim to the professional triathletes. And, yeah, I really enjoy just, working with the beginners and just kind of – working them through some of the drills and just seeing the aha moments where they're not getting it, and then all of a sudden they just get it, and it just makes a huge difference. So that's pretty cool. And just getting to the point where they can go do that, compete in that triathlon, where it's not just like this panic situation when they get in the water.
Yeah, absolutely. When they get that confidence up, you can really notice the change in their technique and just their overall swim. So
exactly.
Great. What about some pacing strategies for the swim leg of a triathlon? What do you sort of do yourself, and what do you teach your swimmers to do?
Well, pacing. Yeah, I mean, the first thing with the race is, and it's funny. I talk about this a lot, but it doesn't really change the way the race starts. I tell people that are especially beginners, but pretty much anyone. I do this too, to start the race at the outside. So instead of trying to get that pole position on the first buoy in the race, just start on the very outside. And you're going to swim a little more distance, but you'll have clean water, and you're not going to be getting pounded with everybody else. Because it's pretty ridiculous to try to win that first leg of the swim, the very beginning, because it's not going to help you. And then you're just going to be tired for the rest of your swim leg, and you're going to be out of breath getting on your bike. So that's the first thing. And as far as pacing goes, yeah, just don't go out too hard. I mean, you know, just take, have a nice rhythmic stroke and keep that rhythm up as you go. I try to build my swims. So I start out as kind of a moderate pace, and then I just build up throughout. Around the third, like about the third quarter, I start to pick up the speed a lot. And then the last quarter of the race, I'm just kind of keeping that rhythm going. So it's not like a sprint to the end either. But then, yeah, then, you know, pick up the kick on at the very, very end, just so you have your legs are warmed up for, you know, getting out of the water and getting on the bike.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing worse than going out too hard in a swim and having nothing left at the end. So,
oh, yeah. It's horrible. Yeah. We call it the piano crashing down on you. It's like the worst feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done it. I've definitely done that before and learned my lesson. And then I'll never do that again. So
yeah. And in terms of wetsuits, what do you prefer, the sleeveless or with the sleeve?
Well, it's a good question. It's an interesting question because I myself prefer no wetsuit. It's just not really my thing. I mean, I'll wear a wetsuit because here in California in the Pacific Ocean, the water is only warm enough for me to swim in without a wetsuit about 3 months out of the year. So I tend to, and that's when I do most of my ocean swimming. But if I use a wetsuit, I have a Farmer John, so it's a sleeveless wetsuit, and it's okay. I mean, it keeps me warm, but I think as far as wetsuit quality goes, I would much prefer, if I was a beginner triathlete, I would definitely go with the wetsuits with sleeves rather than the sleeveless. You're going to get a little more buoyancy. It's just better. The only thing is it takes a little getting used to. So definitely the key is to practice with it. Don't just jump into a race with you've got a brand new wetsuit. You've never tried it before, and then you're jumping into a race. Definitely practice with it. But I would recommend using the sleeve wetsuits.
Yeah, I agree. I used a sleeved wetsuit for the first time this year, and being here in Melbourne, it's not quite as warm as where you are, but it just comes down to practicing with it and being used to it so you can use it in a race, I think.
So yeah,
that's great. And a big question that I get is, should swimmers use fins when they're doing drills in the pool? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of fins, and but really specifically, I like the Zoomers, and the Zoomers has this one kind called Z2s, and they're really good at helping you. First of all, it helps you improve your kick. So I tend to use them on. There's a lot of drills that they work really well for, and I preach some of the balance drills, like just kicking on your side, doing like the shark fin drill and things like that. And I always recommend using fins, even, you know, beginning, intermediate level, it doesn't matter. It's the point of doing those drills is to get your balance better in the water, improve your balance, not to, you know, really struggle and be out of breath. So if you put the fins on, it helps you to stay up higher in the water. And it's also going to improve your overall technique. So you can actually get the drill. You can do it right with the fins more quickly. So there's definitely advantages of using fins. I wouldn't go with the long fins like you see people with, like the sort of the diving type of fins. Those aren't going to help you. They're just going to make things easier, but that's it. So you want the shorter fins. I tend to like Zoomers the best, but there are other ones out there as well. So I'm a huge fan of fins. The thing that people get worried about is, oh, I'm going to get addicted to them, and I take them off, and I'm not going to be able to swim. But the advantage that you get for using them is going to far outweigh that. It does take a little getting used to. Once you take off the fins, it feels weird at first, but you've made so much progress with your balance in the water that it really doesn't matter. I'd say use fins as much as you want. And then as you progress, you'll know. I mean, you can take them off. You can start experimenting with doing like half the time without fins and then half the time with fins. One thing I don't recommend is to swim with fins. And once you get to full stroke swimming, you don't want to be wearing the fins because, you know, all it's really doing is helping you go a little bit faster, but it's artificial at that point. So I would say, you know, once you're swimming, once you're doing most of your workouts as swimming and not doing tons of drills, then, you know, take off the fins and just use them for specific drills.
Yeah. So use the shorter fins, but really only use them for drills to get a feel for the right body position.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Also, what's one or two of the biggest mistakes that you see triathletes make, and, and how can they turn them around, you know, and implement now?
Yeah, that's a good one. So I think the biggest mistake that triathletes make that I see is that they treat swimming just like biking and running. So they, and especially the beginners, but I'd see that at all levels, they do this a lot, but they just think that, okay, if I can just train harder and train longer, I'll get better at it. But that may work for running pretty well. And then and even for biking, that works pretty well. But for swimming, you could actually be reversing your progress because you're probably making a lot of mistakes in terms of your stroke technique. And then that's going to hold you back from making progress. So yeah, as far as that goes, you know, I just recommend starting with really, really basic drills. And I even did this. I was a competitive swimmer, you know, like I said, through college. And then I got out of it for a little while and I started doing open water competition. And I had to completely rework my stroke because I was a sprinter in college. I was doing like hundreds and 200s. And I was trying to, and then I was trying to compete doing like mile and 2 mile swims. So you have to be able to be much more efficient in the water when you're doing distance swimming. And that's the key. So you can make a lot of progress by working the drills and improving your technique. And then later, you know, you're going to, you know, eventually add the distance, and you're going to add the, you know, you're going to do interval training at some point. But at first it's so important, even if it takes you a month or 2 months or, you know, whatever, to get to the point where your stroke is, you know, more at the level where you can make those improvements. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's going to pay off in the long run, and it's more enjoyable. Then once you change your stroke so that you're efficient in the water, you're going to have a lot more fun doing it. It's not going to be this struggle where you're just using, you know, all your muscles and using arms and legs to propel yourself through the water.
Yeah, yeah, and well, I noticed you've just brought out a new product called TriSwim Secrets, which I assume sort of deals with that, with helping people and helping them improve their stroke, just like you've spoke about. What was the motivation behind bringing out this new membership site?
Yeah, well, so I have my products. I have the Essential Triathlon Swimming DVD, and then I have the Complete Guide to Triathlon Swimming, which has a series of 12-week plans with workouts and everything. But and that's great. I mean, it's getting people, you know, really a lot more efficient in their swim, and they could, and then I also have these waterproof drill cards that they can take to the pool, and that, you know, that all that stuff helps. But I felt like it still wasn't enough. I mean, I even talked to a guy. I was doing a clinic here, I think it was last summer, and I talked to a guy that said that he would watch my DVD every night before he went to sleep, and just to kind of get the idea of it imprinted in his mind. And that's good. I mean, guys, I love the visual. I think visual is so important, but people like that, they really need more attention and to kind of progress and get really detailed into how to do each one of these drills and what the progression actually is. I mean, how focused you should be. So I have it broken down into like month. The first module is broken down into weeks. So each week you're doing something a little bit different and then you're progressing. So, you know, I just wanted to get something that was really detailed and was really going to help people to not just with their triathlon swim, but their overall triathlon. So I focus, my program is mostly obviously focused on the swim, but I'm bringing in some things like yoga and strength training and a few other aspects that, you know, kind of get ignored and I think are important for, especially for swimming, but then also will help with, you know, strength for overall triathlon.
Yeah, well, I actually looked inside and joined up the membership program, and everything in there is really high quality, and the drills you go through, they're similar to what I teach, but you've got a different take on it, and I think it's a really worthwhile thing to be a part of. So I'll be in there for the next 8 months because it's an 8-month membership program, and it all looks really good. So thanks for thanks for.
Are you cut out? Oh,
were you there?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks so much. You were cutting out there. I missed part of that last thing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just saying I joined the membership program, and yeah, it's definitely worth being a part of with some of the things you teach, because everything I've seen so far has been really good in there. So thanks.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Thanks for speaking with me today, Kevin, and no doubt we'll speak soon. And just quickly, what's one or two things which people can use today to help their swimming?
One or two things that they can do to help their swimming. Well, one thing is that, you know, like I said, I mentioned the difference between training for swimming and training for biking and running. Swimming is much more important that you actually are getting in the water often. I was thinking about this yesterday because the key with swimming is to improve your balance. That's that once you can do that, everything becomes easier. So getting it, the water time in is so, so important. I mean, you can miss a run or you can miss your a bike ride and it's not really that big a deal. But when you miss a swim, it's a big deal because you're losing part of that feel for the water. So keep getting the feel for the water just means getting your balance, you know, having your balance be, you know, up at an optimal level. So I would say just get in as much as possible. Even if you have like, let's say you're really busy one day and you've got like 20 minutes that you can swim. Well, that's better. That's much better than skipping. So that's one thing that I would really recommend is to just get in as much as you can, especially when swimming is your weakest sport of the three. That would be super important. So there's that. As far as another thing to help with the swim, you know, I'd say, you know, just, and I emphasize this all the time, but focus on drills. Just focus on really even just the basic drills, just getting your head position right, getting your hips in the right position, and getting your kick right. Those things will just go a really long way. And with kicking, it's not that important that you have a really, really powerful kick like a Michael Phelps type of kick, but it is important that you have the right technique in your kick because if you don't, it's going to be a lot harder. So just working on the basic drills at first until you can, you know, really nail them, really get them is would be really – that's something that's super important for moving forward with your triathlon swim.
Yeah, consistency is really important, and that's where I think a few people fall short is this, they jump in once or twice a week, but it's very hard to improve if you're not swimming at least three times a week, I think. So
yeah,
definitely agree with you on that. So where can people find some more information about you, Kevin?
I actually have three URLs, and the one that you can sign up for my newsletter, it's tryswimcoachonline.com, and that's got all the free information. I've got articles, tips, and then I've got my newsletter, and then I also have my podcast up there. So there's that, and then the site where you can order the products is tryswimcoach.com, and then if you want to check out the membership site, it's tryswimsecrets.com.
Sounds great. Thanks very much, Kevin. Speak to you soon.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Brent. That was awesome.